Just a quick reminder that you, right there, you, don't get to decide what I am diagnosed with. You're not my doctor. You're not my psychiatrist. You're not my therapist. You don't fucking know me. You don't get to say that I don't have a medical condition that a literal doctor has diagnosed me with just because I don't fit your idea of what goes in the box. Just because you have a different idea of what autism looks like doesn't make me any less autistic. Just because you think that I'm faking a chronic illness doesn't change the fact that my doctors don't think I'm faking it. And doctors are really notorious for thinking people are faking. So if my doctor believes me, who the fuck are you to question me? You don't fucking know me. You have never met me. You have only seen little tiny snippets of my life. You don't fucking know me. You don't get to decide. Like, I don't know how anyone could look at any of my content that I've put on the internet and thought, yeah, she's definitely neurotypical. Are you kidding me? Maybe you're not as neurotypical as you think you are, because I do not give off neurotypical vibes. I'm going to be honest. Not once in my entire life, everybody who has met me has been like, there's something off with this one. There's something different. That's why I was so bullied. I was diagnosed in 2001, bro. I've had time to get to know this diagnosis and what it means for me. I've had 24 years to get comfy in this, okay? While we're on the subject, I have never once had anything taken away from me by somebody who is self-diagnosed. Self-diagnosis has never taken away a single resource from me, because there's like no resources in general. If anything, the surge of self-diagnosis has made things more accessible. I actually don't give a fuck if you're formally diagnosed or self-diagnosed. It literally makes no difference to me and does not affect me. I actually don't care. I don't give a shit.